September 19th, Charles Spurgeon.
Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men.
When Spurgeon was 19, a church asked him to come for a six-month tryout as pastor. Spurgeon agreed to a three-month trial and said, "The congregation might not want me, and I do not wish to be a hindrance." He stayed 38 years and brought in more than 14,000 people. Usually, Spurgeon chose the theme for the Sunday morning sermon the night before, took a single page of notes to the pulpit, and spoke about 140 words per minute for 40 minutes. The man could talk, and what he said, God used. Once, to test the church's acoustics, Spurgeon yelled, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." A worker high in the rafters heard him and converted to Christianity. Though some criticized Spurgeon for his active sense of humor, that wasn't the whole story about him. Listen to this. Trapped in the dark? God knows where you are. He'll equip you to lead others out. Charles Spurgeon felt wretched as he readied himself to preach the Word of God one Sunday morning. His spirit was downcast. His heart was weighed down by an invisible burden. Whatever joy he had felt was gone, and the depression was like a dark cloud that hovered above his head, following him wherever he went. There was no sickness, no pain that caused such a depression, at least not this time. Charles certainly didn't love God less or feel as if he were leaving the faith. His life had been spotless, and no guilt kept him up at night. But as Charles went about his days preaching and teaching the Word of God, he wondered if God had left him. Why did God allow his servant to fall into such a deep depression? Charles felt a great deal of sorrow, but instead of dwelling on it, he decided to speak about it in one of his sermons. As Spurgeon felt forsaken, he remembered that Jesus also had felt forsaken when he hung on the cross. Charles gathered whatever energy he could muster, took the podium, and preached about Jesus' trial. Spurgeon connected Jesus' ordeal to the feelings he was currently experiencing. Once the sermon was over, Spurgeon stood in a room near the sanctuary and noticed a man coming toward him. He looked to be about 60 years old, his bright eyes filled with tears. Visibly shaken, the man took Spurgeon's hand in his own, and muscling his way through the tears, he said, "Birds of a feather will flock together." Spurgeon was taken aback. What did that mean? Was he mad? But then the man explained what he meant. "Nobody ever preached my experience before. I have now been for years in a horrible gloom of great darkness and could not find God. But this morning I learned that I was not the only man in the thick darkness." He paused, a new glimmer of hope shining in his eyes. "And I believe that I shall get out." Charles felt an understanding suddenly wash over him. God had not forsaken him like he thought. Even amidst the depression, there was still work to be done and a ministry to help others learn about the love and comfort of Christ. "Yes, that was the reason why I was put into the dark, that I might help you," Charles said. The invisible burden that weighed him down earlier seemed to weaken. "And now that I know the reason," he continued, "I am already out of the prison." Charles continued to minister to the man over time, rescuing him from the brink of insanity and helping him to find his way back to his calling. But Charles found himself being rescued and learned that God was able to use him to help others with depression because he had experienced it himself. You cannot help a man if you know nothing about him, and therefore the Lord sends you into many a thick wood and dark valley that you may meet with his own redeemed in their wanderings. He said, "If you did not know the wilderness, how could you act as a guide through it?" Charles Spurgeon understood that depression could happen to anyone, even someone who loved Jesus with all his heart. But even though depression made his faith feel weak, God was able to use it and grow it into something strong to help others. If you believe in Christ Jesus, though your faith be as a grain of a mustard seed, it will save you, and it will, by and by, grow into something stronger. When our hearts are heavy, it's helpful to remember the word of the Lord in Psalm 73:26, which says, "My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." Trapped in the dark? God knows where you are. He'll equip you to lead others out.
Hey, 365 Christian Men, my name is Mike Mott. Today is September 19th, and I'm joining you from Jerusalem. Charles Spurgeon, it just doesn't get any better than that for me. He's one of my spiritual heroes. I have his quotes written down. I've read through several of his sermons. I'm going to read one of his quotes to you today. But this is what stuck out to me about Charles Spurgeon, his story. He stood up in front of his whole congregation and vulnerably shared with them a struggle in his life, something that he was struggling with. And I thought to myself, people don't do that today. You can't really do that today because you would probably lose your job. It's not seen as popular to share a weakness or a vulnerability. And yet Charles Spurgeon did it. He lived out something that he believed, one of the areas that he believed was true. And this is the quote I want to read today. "It's God's making himself little," Charles Spurgeon says, "which is the cause of us being made great." See, when Charles Spurgeon stood up and humbly, vulnerably shared his weakness in front of his whole congregation, it gave life to his congregation. But the real fruit was that it set him free. And this is the challenge for us today, guys. God tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, Paul says that God, when we're going through struggles and difficult times in our life, God comes alongside of us and ministers to us so that he can bring others alongside us, that we can minister to them the same way that he ministered to us. It's a kingdom principle. And so let me ask you guys, what is that area in your life where you're struggling, an area of weakness, something that you can't seem to overcome, a struggle in your faith? God wants to use that. Don't waste that pain. God wants to bring others alongside you so that you can minister to them with the same love and grace that he has ministered to you. So who is that person in your life today? Instead of feeling sorry for yourself and what's wrong with me and why can't I get over this area of weakness, who is that person today that I can bless, that I can come alongside and encourage them? And then the real fruit, man, is going to be that it doesn't just set them free, but you're going to be set free. This is God's kingdom principle. God bless you guys. Have a great day today.